Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Packaged, Australia's best podcast on all things liquor and beyond. It's our first show for 2024. Happy New Year to you all. Today's show is something that all store owners worry about, insurance, particularly good insurance and the associated cost. I can tell you this year the LSA and Aviso WA insurance brokers have joined forces to bring you the best affordable coverage for your business. To tell us more, I'm joined by Justin and Rick Perslow from Aviso WA insurance brokers. Welcome on the show, gents.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. Well, now, you're a family business, much like our members. They are mum and dad store owners. But let's just go back. Rick, you've been in the business now for 40 plus years. You were telling me off air a moment ago. What got you started?
To be honest, like everyone in insurance, I fell into it by mistake. My father's insurance agent in those days had a long discussion with me, and I thought, "Yep, I like that. I'll have a try of it." And that was probably 44 years ago, and now it's 42 years that I've been in our own business. So it's been sometimes a bumpy ride, but it's been a great ride.
Okay, well, young Justin next to you following in your footsteps, that's comforting to know that you've got your own son and family name in the business and it's continuing.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very proud of Justin and what he's achieved so far in the business, and he enjoys it, which is the biggest thing you've got to do in any job you've got, and enjoy the work and enjoy the people, and he does a very good job. Very proud of him.
We should mention also and pay tribute to young Justin, because I understand you've recently won an award. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough in July last year to pick up the Young Insurance Broker of the Year for WA. Bit of a shock to me, to be honest, let alone winning the award. I didn't even expect to get nominated. So it was great to see that clients respected what I do, and also peers in the industry also highlighted that I'm a good face for the industry.
Is Dad the source of inspiration for you to get into the business?
I think he's a very good source of advice. To be honest, I didn't know what he did up until probably when I started in 2015. And to be honest, I saw him going to the pub, going to golf days, but I couldn't truly understand. But it was about getting to know his clients. And it's something that I sort of pride myself on, is getting out there and getting to know the customer.
There you go, Rick. You've made a good impression, somewhat.
Yeah. Also taught him how to bet and swear at golf as well.
given the accolade that young Justin's received, your experience and tenure in the business for more than four decades, I guess the obvious question is, what separates you from other players in the market? Because when we talk about insurance, whether it be home, contents, business insurance, people usually cringe because they know that they don't like to spend money and pay for that coverage, do they? But it's an important facet of business and life. So I guess, what's the difference between you and other insurance companies?
I guess probably to compare with, if you try to compare with insurance companies compared to an insurance broker, insurance companies are not legally allowed to give you any advice. So if you ring and ask for something, they can't give you advice on the product. Whereas obviously as a broker, whether it be a domestic policy or a commercial policy, our motto is really, we're in the advice business, not necessarily the price business. And that doesn't mean we're dearer, but, you know, the old saying again is sometimes you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. And we're trying to say to clients that there is different variations of a household policy, as an example, that you can buy a cheap one, but not necessarily have cover for a lot of things that you expect that may be there. Probably the biggest thing besides that is personal service, where you're not a number, you're not a name, you're not an email address. I actually pump into most of my staff, if you can have the opportunity to call someone, please do, don't email them. Well, if you do call, then you want to follow it up by an email, that's good. And it's also on-premises support and on-premises, you know, negotiations when we look at the risk. And as you know, Peter, every risk's not exactly the same. Mm. So we try and differentiate, and if you've got good risk management procedures in your business, well, obviously we try and negotiate a discount for you.
Yeah. And I think adding on to that as well, it's working with the client to go, what level of risk can you take, and working through that process to sort of establish, is this going to cause a significant impact to your business, or is it going to be a smaller, less likelihood of an impact for you?
All right, well, let's dive deeper. Justin, we've got liquor stores in the north, members in the north, in the remote areas, in the Wheatbelt, down south, as far as southeast as Esperance. What can Advisor do for our members that other insurance brokers can't?
I think it's really getting to know the customer and getting to know the client. They're as Dad sort of indicated, they're not just a number. We want to understand your business and why you run the business and effectively understand what makes you better than everybody else there out there. Unfortunately, when you work with other brokers, you just get put in a basket that you are a liquor store, that you do the same things all other liquor stores do, but that's just not the case.
You've currently got liquor stores on your books as we speak, and there's dozens of stores that have joined you in more recent years. Can you share some of the success stories that you've had with some of our members so far? Can you sort of gloss over some of the stuff you've been able to what are the wins you've managed for them? Is it price? Is it coverage? Is it something else that will be of interest to anyone listening right now?
Yeah, like I had a really good opportunity in the last couple of months. I worked with a Liquor Baron's owner and was really able to work through their program, look at what their broker had provided them, and gone, something's not right here. Went out to the store, had a look at their operation, worked out that they have significant theft protection measures in place, and was able to basically sell a story to the insurer, explain why it's a better risk for them, and ended up actually saving them about $5,000 on their premium. So it was quite a significant saving for them.
Yeah, $5,000. Okay. What is the best approach when taking out insurance policy, Rick? When someone wants to take on an insurance policy, what do they need to look for? What should they be mindful of?
I think, to be honest, most people in Australia don't understand insurance.
What does that mean?
Well, if you're in the UK, as an example, through high school and through school, you're actually taught about insurance and, the difference between third party and compulsory third party on a motor vehicle. If you go to people in Australia, most people don't realise. They say, I don't need any insurance cover on my car because I've got third party when I pay my registration. That third party is only for people damage, not property damage. So there's a whole misconception about what they need to cover. They don't understand insurance policies do have some tricks and nasties in them, and they've been there for a long time. People don't understand those, and they've got to have those pointed out, So I guess to go, that's probably answering your question in a roundabout way, but it's really to seek advice and listen to what that advice is about. Then it's your commercial decision to make a decision on what you do want to do and not do.
All right, let me flip it around. Justin, when you were dealing with a Liquor Baron store member recently, what were they looking for? What was the point of difference they were searching for which got them or got you over the line with them?
Yeah, I think they had a relationship with their broker, but I don't know if they'd ever been out there. They'd never seen the store. They wanted someone to actually understand what they did. And as I said before, just not get put into that basket. So it was allowing someone to come and have a look, review what they had, give them some advice. And to be honest, they took my advice, took every single bit of the advice. And from that, we were able to cater a policy for them, which suited them.
I put it to you, why should people take up an insurance policy with Advisor?
I think from my point of view, it's about building long-term relationships. We're not here for 1 year. We're here for life, so to speak. So prime example is a client of Dad's that started with him in the 80s and actually still a client of mine nowadays. They actually had a pretty big loss, and where it really added value for me was actually be able to help them through that process. They'd paid premiums for 40-odd years, and now I was finally able to deliver on the promises that we made. So it's about building those long-term relationships, and that's probably the biggest thing for me.
Rick?
Probably just concur with Justin. It's about a relationship. It's about a relationship and us understanding your business and you understanding what we can offer your business. And we can make, as you said, we can make recommendations to tailor your program so that you spend your money more wisely on what the catastrophe events could be that will really, really have a big effect and could be the event that sends you broke and finishes up your 20 or 30 years in a business. And often you'll see people that are concerned about a $2,000 burglary, that's a lot different than a $2 million fire.
Mm.
So,
yep, good advice. Look, Advisor is sponsoring the Members Forum and Sundowner, the LSA Members Forum and Sundowner the Swan next month on March 14. Are you hoping to meet and mingle with as many members as possible?
Yes, Peter, thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for the opportunity to sponsor it. It looks like a cracker of an event.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And, we'll certainly be there and mingle, and anyone that wants to talk, welcome to. You know, it's not the, probably not the venue to talk about insurance, but we'll be there just to so you can put a face to the name.
Yep. Well, it's all about connecting people and network opportunities and creating those avenues and those spaces. So I'll ask you this, the final word to both of you, because everyone will, you know, people are obviously sceptical. Are you competitive? Are you competitive on pricing?
Yes. Yes, I would say in short, yes, we are. One thing I will highlight to members, definitely contact me. Dad's at a stage in the business where he may not be available at all times. So
is that because of he's on the golf course? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. He always tells me he's on courses, but it's varied meaning nowadays.
Okay.
Trying to enjoy some me time for a while too, you know. And but yeah, Justin certainly, if he doesn't know, he's got a good ability to ask and find out and source what he needs to do.
And when, in terms of contacting you, you're right across the state from Kununurra to Esperance, pretty much. Is that right?
Yep. That's right. Yep.
Okay. All right. And if we want to look you up, if people listening right now want to sort of check you out, how do they find you?
Simple Google search will bring up all my details. But yeah, jump on our website or obviously reach out to the LSA and they'll be able to provide you my details.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, look, gentlemen, thank you both for coming in today and telling us about, giving us more insight about Aviso WA Insurance Brokers. And if they can, people want to learn more, they can call the LSA, absolutely, or jump online and punch in Aviso WA Insurance Brokers and all your details will come up. But we'll see you guys on March 14 at our members forum in Sundown on the Swan. So until then, thanks for coming in today.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.